Hello and welcome. I'm Michael McAllister, music director at KSJD Radio. I am pleased to say we have May Earlywine on the phone to talk about her latest album, Second Sight, which releases November 1st. We're also going to talk about her Moab Folk Festival performance that's coming up this weekend, November 1st through 3rd. May, I'd like to welcome you to KSJD today.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me.
We sure appreciate you taking the time to speak with us about your latest album and your upcoming performance in Moab as well. Folks, if you don't know May was raised in a musical and artistic family. And May, correct me if I'm not correct about any of these bio facts. She hit the road as a teenager and has been prolifically releasing albums since 2003's Sleepless. She's a singer, a songwriter, a producer, all in caps, a multi-instrumentalist, and an activist for social justice. May, your reputation speaks for itself. And now you've released a new album, Second Sight. Can you tell us about the making of that album?
Yeah. Second Sight is definitely for the times. And almost all of the songs were written in the wake of the current presidential election. And I went through a deep time of feeling at a loss of how to be an activist in this country after the election of the president that felt very personally wounding to me. And I started writing about it, and I realized that I just wanted to dedicate my voice to talking about what was happening in this country. And so Second Sight is a very sort of heartfelt, reflective journey about what's happening and about what it means to continue to try to call this place home while digesting a lot of the injustices that are happening in our administration.
Absolutely, May. And I can hear that in tracks like Whole Again and tracks like That's My Home. Would you mind speaking about one of those two tracks? What the impetus was for those?
Yeah, well, Whole Again is sort of a feminist piece, and it was written while watching the Kavanaugh trials in a room full of women. We were all sitting in silence, and I just became struck by how it was very painful to witness, but also it wasn't anything new to any of us. And so the song is about the pain of women's history and how we're being asked to carry the torch of repairing what's been damaged and nurturing that which is here while not having equal rights or our own bodies being treated with the same respect as things like the flag. And so it's sort of a piece about our continual strength as women in this country, but also what's been done and the pain of our history, and sort of a plea for us to be treated with more equality and as sacred members of the community.
Absolutely. When I heard Whole Again, even as a man, that just felt like an anthem for women around the world to me, especially that final chorus. Love the tune. Thanks for making that, by the way. May,
thank you.
You bet. I'd like to ask you about the Moab Folk Festival. You're scheduled to play Friday, 7 p.m. at Star Hall, also Saturday at 7 p.m. at Grand County High School Auditorium. What can folks expect as far as old versus new music? Are you playing solo? Are you with a band or a duo? Just wondering about that performance.
I am so excited. I've never been to Moab before, and I've heard about this festival for a long time, and some of my heroes are playing, Martin Sexton and Judy Collins, so I'm really honored to get to be there and to witness it for the first time. I'm bringing with me my trio, which consists of Max Lockwood on the bass and Michael Schumann on the drums, and they both sing harmonies with me. And so we'll definitely be doing some songs from the new record, Second Sight, and also some songs from Mother Lion, and as well as some oldies and some brand new stuff that we've been doing as well.
And May, I have to ask, is there any chance of a performance or a little song or two with Sav or Katie from The Accidentals? Because I know you've worked with them before.
I have, and I love them, and I'm so happy we'll be there at the same time, and I sure hope so. If the schedule allows it, that would be my preference.
Oh, that's great to hear. I would love to see that. That would be a bucket list for me to see you guys on stage together. Oh, thank you so much so far. May, I have one more question for you. Granted, it's a little bit of a pointed question, but I always ask my interviewees this in light of where we're interviewing from. What does independent community radio mean to you and your artistic career?
Wow, that's a great question, and it's a really important thing. I feel like community radio in Michigan, anyways, has lifted up my art so much. There's a station that's tremendously active with local artists in Grand Rapids, WYCE, and that's the one that I can connect to very directly because they have lifted me up from a beginning artist and allowed my music to be accessible to a broader community. And they just are constantly working to support artists, but also to support the community and art inside the community. And I think anyone who's spending time bringing art to the community and the community to art is not only creating these wonderful happenings, but also creating a rich and beautiful gift to community. And so I think that when people are dedicating their time to that, it's just amazing. And so I can't say enough about how much it does. And I'm grateful to you for being part of that great work and for interviewing me today.
Thank you. That was very articulate and very flattering. Thank you for that so much. I'm a little speechless, but those are my questions for today, May. And I want to thank you sincerely for giving us a call and talking with us about your album, which releases this Friday, November 2nd, and also your performance at Moab Folk Festival. By the way, that's Friday night, 7 p.m. at Star Hall, Saturday night, 7 p.m. at Grand County High School, May Earlywine at the Moab Folk Festival, November 1st through 3rd. May, again, I want to thank you for joining us today and for your comments and your articulate speech about the album and the upcoming performance. Thank you so much.
Thank you.